This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Emails are easy to send, usually easy to read, and easy to delete. It's that last part that concerns open records advocates who worry about vital government documents getting destroyed. Now, a political blogger from Wisconsin is taking on the Republican governor of Texas, Rick Perry, who deletes his emails every 7 days. Ben Philpott reports from member station KUT in Austin.
John Washburn writes the blog Washburn's World, and he often files open records requests in Wisconsin. A few weeks ago, he heard about Texas Governor Rick Perry's one-week document retention policy, a policy he doesn't exactly agree with.
No, actually, I believe my exact phrasing is it's an obnoxious archiving policy.
So, to prove a point, Washburn started filing twice-weekly requests for the governor's emails. He's still waiting for those messages, but he has received a bill.
It was $568 total. Let's see, $94.50 of it being surcharge. I think it was like $474.50 was for labor for collection and $1 for the CD media.
And that was for just his first email request. He's since made 7 others and will keep doing so. Krista Moody is Governor Perry's spokeswoman. She says the policy isn't new. It's the same one then-Governor George W. Bush started in 1999.
Our retention policy is not based on emails or faxes or any other sort of medium in which information is gathered and communications go on. It's based more on content.
If a document, email, or otherwise, is deemed to be an official record, it's kept. Moody says incidental emails, like a series of messages between staffers trying to plan a meeting time, would not be retained. Greg Beck says the problem is, what's incidental 1 week might become invaluable the next. Beck is with the Washington-based watchdog group Public Citizen.
One common problem that arises is a state employee may bring a claim against the state for workplace discrimination, and who met who at a specific time may be an extremely relevant fact for that litigation.
Last month, a federal judge ordered the White House to stop deleting its emails. Document retention policies vary at the state level. Missouri's governor, Matt Blunt, recently directed state officials to permanently maintain every government email after allegations his staff improperly deleted them. Blogger John Washburn says if other states can do it, so can Texas.
Make it reasonable, like other states, at least a year. I mean, we are talking about electronic data.
Texas Governor Rick Perry says he has no intention of changing his policy. Washburn has no intention of paying his bill and has filed a complaint with the Texas Attorney General. Although Washburn did send $1 to pay for a blank CD. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Austin.